policeman calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright, welcome to Stranded. Thanks to the news team, we're on CITR Radio for the next hour. I think we have the sports broadcast again at 7 o'clock, so it's a half an hour less than normal, so let's get right into it. We've got lots of great music, including the second half of the show will be devoted to a local singer-songwriter named Zeb Piggott Duggan. He came into the studio and I recorded a little live set with him. Just this afternoon, that's edited up, and I'll be playing that roughly around 6:30 here on CITR. Zeb is playing next Friday night at the Railway Club, along with David Roy Parsons and myself supporting, playing some songs. So that's going to come up in the second half of the show. Now, in the background, you're hearing the regular theme song for the show, I'm Stranded by the Saints. And the singer from the Saints, Chris Bailey, who is quite a brilliant songwriter himself. He wrote a song back in the 80s called Just Like Firewood. And believe it or not, the boss, Bruce Springsteen, has covered that song on his latest album, which is a pretty big deal because Bruce Springsteen is obviously one of the biggest names in music still. And Chris Bailey, even though he's immensely talented and amazing, definitely is not well known at all globally. So it's quite amazing that Bruce picked this song and has whacked a cover on it, a cover of it on his latest record. And I want to play for you a little grab of it first, the Bruce Springsteen version, and then I'll find you the original. And it is, I mean, it is a brilliant song, Just Like Firewood by Wood, W-O-U-L-D. Originally produced, recorded by The Saints from Australia, and just recently recorded by Bruce Springsteen, and on guitars is the guy from Rage Against the Machine. His name is escaping me right now, which is ridiculous because he's immensely talented and well known. It'll come to me. Anyway, let's play a little grab of this. This is Bruce Springsteen with Just Like Firewood off his latest record. And then I'll play for you the original for you. It's from way back in the 80s. Okay, here we go. Here's the boss.
Outside my window,
So yes, if you've tuned in, I'm not out of line today. I'm not playing Bruce Springsteen for any odd reason, or I'm not going against the grain of the station too much, because we shouldn't be playing big mainstream music. But the reason I'm playing this is because this song was originally written and recorded by Chris Bailey of the Saints way back in the 80s, and Bruce Springsteen has chosen this song for inclusion on his latest record. So without further ado, let's get into the original, Just Like Firewood from the Saints, written by Chris Bailey.
Beauty in what I have seen in your face, so let's pretend. Better to take a walk to walk the dog, but my feet they wouldn't hold me. She said you'd never have come into this bar, and I said no, I may never have come in. But I have been sold down the river too, that somebody sold me. It could have been you. So every day as time slips away, there is nothing to contain it. These eyes of mine don't see the sense in trying to control it. Cause every time you stand up, you're bound to fall, and sometimes you only just pretend. Have you ever seen the blind man as he stumbles and falls? I'm just like a blind man, my hands are tied, I can't see anymore. Don't let them take it away.
New format of Discorder. Join us at the Astoria on Friday, January 31st, as that magazine from CITR celebrates the launch of a brand new redesign with some great local bands including Cult Babies, Catlow, War Baby, Hallow Moon, and more. Admission is $5 before 10 p.m., so be sure to get there early to check out our new 72-page art mag, cool prizes, and more.
Welcome back. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and three tracks there in a row from the great band Saints. Those last two tracks there are going back to a record called The Monkey Puzzle. You heard there... Let's Pretend, and then In the Mirror, which was a B-side originally, apparently. Powerful song for a B-side. And before that was Just Like Firewood, and I played that for a very particular reason. It was originally released as a single by the Saints in 1986, but it was just covered by none other than the Boss himself. Bruce Springsteen has recorded a version of that song for his album called High Hopes. Interesting. So I don't know the Bruce's extensive knowledge of Australian music or how long he's known that song for, but it's pretty intriguing how he chose that song. It is a great song. And I just read online, anecdotally, Chris Bailey stands to make at least $500,000 from the royalty of that song. So good on you, Chris. That's great. I'm glad to hear that, because Chris Bailey is an artist who is dreadfully appreciated, I think, in the world stage. So interesting how it all works, hey? That's probably the first and last time you'll ever hear me play Bruce Springsteen on this station. So let's get into some music now. I did just play for you a PSA for tonight's Discorder fundraiser at the Astoria. And, well, I'm going to give you a choice. There's another great fundraiser, too, if you wanted to go to this or both. There's the Atira Foundation is a wonderful organization that works in the downtown east side for food security and provision of employment for at-risk women. And they are hosting a really great fundraiser tonight at the Imperial Hotel featuring the bands Riker and Bestie. And if you'd like to go, I can give you a couple of tickets, 604-822-2487 if you'd like to go. And I'm going to play for you a band now that's playing on that evening tonight. They're called Ryka, R-Y-K-K-A. And this is the song Blackie. So it's the Atira fundraiser tonight, 604-822-2487 if you'd like a ticket.
I got a little CITR proudly presents the Wooden Horseman album release show at the Biltmore Cabaret, Saturday, February 8th, with special guests The Lion, The Bear and the Fox, and Ben Everyman. This early show brings together some of Vancouver's finest singers and songwriters. Doors open at 7:30 p.m., with $10 advance tickets available online or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. For more information, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com or find us on Facebook.
So you're hearing there in the background, Bestie. They're playing at the fundraiser tonight for the Tiro Women's Foundation. 604-822-2487 if you'd like tickets to that show. It's for a good cause. 604-822-2487. Bestie are playing, and also Riker. So yeah, that would be a great show to go to. And we're back. I'll be right back too, following this little ad, with today's special guest interview.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded. You can catch us online at ozstrandedradio.com and also Twitter. Ozstranded is the Twitter handle. So as I mentioned there, those two groups are playing tonight. That was Bestie, and before that was Rika, and they're playing at the Itira Women's Resource Society 30th anniversary fundraiser tonight. And you can get a ticket if you'd like, 604-822-2487 if you live here in Vancouver, and two tickets are yours. So it's time for our special guest for the show. Now, I recorded this interview with Zeb Pickett-Duggan just this afternoon in Studio C here at CITR Radio. Zeb popped down with his guitar in hand and played three acoustic tunes and had a little chat about his life here in Vancouver and music, and what his plans are for the near future, which includes playing next Friday night, the 7th of February, at the Railway Club on Dunsmuir Street. He'll be playing with David Roy Parsons, and yours truly will be playing a few songs. So I've got it queued up here. This is the interview. It'll go for the rest of the next half hour, and at that point, the sports broadcast takes over the internet stream if you're listening online. So here we go. Here's my interview with Zeb Pickett-Duggan. And if you're curious, his name, how it's spelt, so you can find it online. Zeb, Z-E-B, and then his last name is Pigott-Duggan. And I asked him straight up, what is the origin of that name? So here we go. The Music and Talk Show, and our special guest for this evening is Zeb Pickett-Duggan. He is a locally based Vancouver singer-songwriter. I guess he's just starting out on a solo artistic career after many, many years playing in bands in the city. So we're going to talk to Zeb, and he's going to play some tunes to get you in the mood for what you could hear next Friday night at the Railway Club here in Vancouver. Zeb, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Now, your name, first of all, I was struggling to work out where that might be from. Zeb Pigott-Duggan, Pigott-Gutt. Yeah.
1G, 2 T's, 2 G, 1 N.
Okay.
Pigott-Duggan.
Pigott-Duggan.
A couple Irish names.
Ah, okay.
One's my mom's name and one's my dad's name. And I couldn't figure out which one I loved more, so I went with both.
Yeah. Or did they go with both? Or when did
No. Well, yeah, they gave me both to start with, I guess. So
yeah,
I guess I couldn't decide on which one to drop.
Oh, so, right. Yeah,
I kept them.
Yeah, cool. Well, Zeb Pickett-Duggan, of Irish ancestry, and it's really great to hear that you've taken that ancestry seriously in terms of music, because you've trained as a fiddle player and you've actually played some traditional Irish music and recorded some. Is that right?
Yeah, I started off with the violin when I was 6, and after about a year, I was good enough at reading and music. So my dad kind of put a bunch of music in front of me, and I learned some Irish tunes. So we played together Irish music while I played classical music with the orchestra I was in. And so we did an album when I was 9, and we did another one about a decade ago in Regina. I was visiting him, and we put on a little show in a cafe, and we rented some gear and recorded it, and
That's great.
That's called The Musical Priest. It's on CD Baby, if you're into Irish music. And the first one is called The Boy from Ireland, and that's also on CD Baby.
Okay.
I believe. I'm not sure.
And it sounds like it. You know, Irish music keeps you in touch with family roots, but is it anything that you still pick up from time to time here in Vancouver, even if your family isn't around? Like, do you ever play in Irish bands or anything like that? Or
no, but I'll pick up the fiddle here and there. I'll even play it, you know, during a show, mostly because I'm new to this and I don't have a big set or anything. So people really like the fiddle, so I play it.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have that skill. And also guitar, you've brought that in today. So why don't we kick off with a song and then we'll come back and have another chat. So this is Zeb Piggott Duggan. He is a Vancouver musician. And what would you like to play first up?
I'll play a song I wrote last year. I think it's called Death Wish. It's a tentative title.
All right. Thank you, Zeb.
Run on, sentences. If I can do nothing with the bullet man, me buying in, nothing'll stop me. I'm a death wish, I'm a zombie, and I got all of my life. It's alright if I make it through the night. Run on, life long, sentence with no breaking it, parole or period. It's a bloody mess, nothing gonna stop me. I'm a death wish, I'm a real zombie, and I got all of my life to get this all right if I make it through the night. I got all of my life to make it all right. If I make it, if I make it through the night. Come on, if I make it, if I make it through tonight.
Wow, very powerful song there from Zeb Piggott Duggan. He is our special live guest. He's in the studio here playing some tunes, and I dare say you'll hear that next Friday night at the Railway Club in Vancouver. That's on the 7th, the evening of the 7th. What can you tell us about that track?
That track is, it's about addiction. Yeah, I think a lot of people have problems with addiction, whether it's TV or shopping or taking baths or crack cocaine or porn, whatever. To be, you know, on a serious note, that is a song about addiction. I won't say to what, but yeah, I could skirt the issue.
Yeah,
but, you know, I think a lot of my heroes growing up musically were kind of vague and mysterious, and you didn't really know what their deal was. But I tend to be a little more. I like the idea of being a bit more open and honest. I think it's good for me to be open. So that's a song about taking risks and hoping that you can not get bit.
Yeah, it was very powerful. I mean, to me, it was a blues song. Even if it didn't follow the traditional form of blues, there was deep blues in there. I can tell.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm really excited to play with you. Actually, I'm going to be playing on the bill myself. I'm only a beginner musician and songwriter, and I'll be joining Zeb next week with David Roy Parsons. The city of Vancouver. You've lived here your whole life, and musically. You were part of a band from, I guess, would you say the early to mid 2000s?
I guess 2003-04 to, you know, 2012, I guess. About a decade, I guess.
Yeah.
8-9 years at least, I was in a band called The Next 100 Years.
And are you able to sort of sum up that experience as a whole? What was that like for you? Was that your main musical project?
That was all I really did musically for a while. I mean, I've always, you know, written my own stuff on the side, but I never took it too seriously because I kind of had my marbles, all of them, in that band. I mean, I just liked being in a band. You know, I mean, being, you know, doing your own thing, playing your own acoustic stuff. It's good. It's, you know, I'm doing it because I want to. I just, I'm a young man. I'd like to think I'm still young and that, you know, there's something about an outfit, you know, the camaraderie of a band, a loud band. Anyways, if you're into great bands you've never heard of, one of them is The Next 100 Years.
Yeah.
You can pick up their stuff on bandcamp.com.
And we'll play a tune from The Next 100 Years on the show as well. I listen to some of Bandcamp there, and I always love to hear heavier music because I don't play enough of it here on this show. So I'm glad to have found a little part of Vancouver's musical history that I can explore. So thanks, Zeb. And also, it's exciting to think what might come next. Already, we've had some evidence of some great songwriting. Are you ready for another tune?
Sure.
So you're listening there to Zeb Piggott Duggan. He is a local singer-songwriter, and the interview I recorded with him this afternoon here in the CITR studio. So we'll be right back with the next part of that, including another live track.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Great songwriting. Are you ready for another tune?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do another one.
This is Zeb Piggott Duggan. He is a solo artist here in Vancouver. He's just played a handful of shows, and his next show is next Friday at the Railway Club. So, here he goes with another song.
Thank you.
Cover your eyes, I'm coming home. War torn, with scars to show. The long road I took in circles. No one told me it wasn't worth it. No shame being this way. I'd be dead too if I was alive today. So cover your eyes. Cover your eyes, I'm crawling home. You've been forewarned, if you need time to go. If you don't wanna see, if you don't wanna know. No one can leave me, if I'm already alone. No shame being this way. I'd be dead too if I was alive today. No shame being this way. I'd be dead too if I was alive to say.
Zeb Piggott Duggan. So what was that song there, Zeb?
That's called Cover Your Eyes. It's about, I don't really know what that one's about. That one's not really about anything in particular. But I imagine, I picture someone leaving and whatever, you know, situation they're in, thinking that it's the answer, realizing it's not, and coming back. Not with their tail behind, between their legs, but coming back with a little bit of regret about doing something that they had to do.
Hmm.
So, I don't know.
Oh, well, it's powerful nonetheless. I mean, often really great songs do leave it open to interpretation, so that was great. And, yeah, like I said, I'm looking forward to next Friday night. Between yourself and David Roy Parsons, they're two... very good songwriters, I can tell, so I've got my work ahead of me to keep up. Well, Zeb, this actually just came up before you walked in the studio here. I was just browsing Facebook, as one does, and someone posted an article from the Huffington Post that is titled 34 Signs You Grew Up in Vancouver in the 80s, and I know that you did, and I thought I'd run through this list and see if anything jumps out at you. And even if not, it'll be interesting for some of the listeners, I dare say. I did not grow up here in the 80s, but I did come with my parents in 86 to visit Expo. Anyway,
what's that guy's name again?
So Zeb's pointing at a picture of some guy on a TV show called Switchback, which was on Sunday mornings.
Is that Terry David Mulligan?
I don't know. Maybe a listener can phone through right now and tell us. I don't know. He's holding Garfield.
I remember Garfield.
Yeah.
I had Garfield bedding when I was a youngster. And I painted the walls of my bedroom the colors of the bedding. So I had like an orange wall and a light blue wall and a coffee-colored kind of brown wall, oddly enough.
Which is kind of like the back of this Switchback radio TV show. What was that show about? Do you remember? Or
I think it was just like a game show.
Oh, okay. And then, of course, we have Expo Oni here. 21 Jump Street was filmed in Vancouver. I didn't know that till now.
Isn't Johnny Depp dreamy?
Oh, yeah. here's a picture of what's that thing called? The
BC Place
being the roof being put up, and it says here the whole city stood for this. Was that a big thing that people were excited about, I guess?
I don't remember it, but it looks like something people would get excited about.
Yeah.
It looks pretty boring.
Yeah. You did say that you've been to Burnaby Chuck E. Cheese for birthday parties.
Chuck E. also a dreamy.
Yeah. three killer whales called Finna, Bossa, and Hayek.
Yeah, they look really happy.
They do.
Yeah.
But they'd probably be happier in the actual ocean, but I'm sure they're doing all right.
No, that's fine. That little shoebox they're in. That looks great.
A and B Sound, Boxing Day sales. Did you ever go to a Boxing Day sale?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Looks like something you'd want to avoid.
Yeah. what else have we got here? The only radio station worth listening to was LG73, Vancouver's energy station. Now, CITR must have been around then, so I don't know who posted this, but... did you listen to LG73?
It rings a bell.
Hmm.
Were they Larry and David? Larry and Willie? I think Larry and Willie were on.
Maybe a listener will phone up and tell us right now. What have we got here? Here we go. So what we're reading out here, folks, is 34 signs that you grew up in Vancouver in the 80s. And number 18 is, you knew Bryan Adams. But then down the bottom in small print, it said, well, you knew older brother who had a friend who knew a guy who knew a cousin who went to school with Bryan Adams.
No, I'll admit, I knew him. I ran around the house in blue jeans and a t-shirt when I was 6 years old and a tennis racket.
Yeah.
I wanted to be him.
Ah.
Run to You was a wicked song.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
The album Records.
Things change.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, where is he now? He probably comes back and walks around Vancouver with dark glasses on, and who knows?
Yeah.
But I'm sure he has houses all over the place. What's this? You know why Canucks fans wave white towels? Do you know?
Yeah, I have an idea. Their coach did something with a towel. He held it up, kind of in protest to the referees.
Hmm. Maybe we've got time for one more here. With a bursting heart, you watched Rick Hansen come home. Now, I don't know who he is, but it looks like he's a bit like Terry Fox. He's a guy in a wheelchair, and he must have done something pretty spectacular.
Yeah, he rode around in a wheelchair. I think he covered some ground or something.
Yeah, he must have. We can see the whole town coming out to see him. Well, anyway, that's... little bit of fun there. So this was an article called 34 Signs You Grew Up in Vancouver in the 80s, because Zeb Pickett-Duggett, our guest here, did. And he bought Reckless by Bryan Adams. Or did your parents give you that?
I would say, yeah, I think my parents bought that one.
Yeah.
The record.
Yeah.
I still do.
Oh, great. Well, it's always great to learn about the history of this city, musical and non-musical. And our musical guest today is Zeb Pickett-Duggan, and he's playing next Friday night at the Railway Club. It's going to be a little intimate gig on the side room, I just heard, along with David Roy Parsons, brilliant singer-songwriter, and myself, a newbie musician. I'm going to be playing there as well. So, Zeb, thanks so much for coming, and you're welcome to play one more song if you wish, or it's up to you.
Why not?
Sure.
This is pre-taped, so you can cut it.
Yeah, but I probably won't. I'm sure it's going to be great. One more track from Zeb Pickett-Duggan here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show.
This song's about toast.
Mm-hmm.
take my hand and hold it as tight as you can. This teacher, this moment, and still I want to run. Head down, away from what? Away from the glare of my reflection. Teary-eyed, staring right back at me. I got my head in a vice, let to loosen. But I go right why I put my head in a vice, let to take my brains and blow them out over the rocks in front of me. Watch my head explode, see it open up like a butterfly. Come crashing in like a season on repeat, like a pattern singing to me, soft and sweet. A siren, a song I needed to hear, but I'm still right behind my ears, blind and deaf despite all of my years. All 33 cold and green. Off of my dirty knees, I got my head in a vice, let to loosen. But I go right wide, I put my head in a vice, let to loosen.
Thanks so much for coming in today. That's Zeb Piggott-Duggan, a special musical guest. He is a local Vancouver-based singer-songwriter. And you can catch him next Friday night, the 7th of February, at the Railway Club on Dunsmuir Street. Thank you very much, Zeb, for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem. Okay. All right.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my god! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
Okay, welcome back to the show. My name's Matt, and you're listening to a radio show all about Australian and Canadian independent music with a real local focus here in Vancouver too. And you just heard there a half-hour interview and live session with Zeb Piggott-Duggan. He is a singer-songwriter from Vancouver, and you can catch him next week. This time, actually, he'd be taking the stage, well, roughly this time next week, Friday the 7th of February at the Railway Club. Also playing there is David Roy Parsons, a legendary singer-songwriter, and myself. I'll be playing some songs. I'm excited. So there we go. Zeb Piggott-Duggan, thanks so much for coming down, Zeb, and we'll catch you next week. So Zeb did mention before that he was in a band for a number of years called The Next 100 Years, and I wanted to play for you one of the tracks from that band that you can find on the internet, next100years.bandcamp.com. Let's play a track called Loose Lips Sink Ships.
Deep.
Sing along with me?
It's a communication breakdown. Hey, girl, oh, what you doing? Hey, girl, drive me to ruin. I don't know what I like about you. Am I gonna lock? Won't you let me help you? Yeah, nothing.
Communication breakdown. It's always the same. I'm in a nervous breakdown. Stop it, yeah.
Hey, girl. Something you wanna know. You gotta love me. Then let me go. I wanna hold you in my arms. I never let you go. You girl.
Communication breakdown. It's always the same. I'm gonna never break down. Drop me aside.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded and cover song there. Can you guess who that was? Hard to pick out, actually. It was DOA doing the Led Zeppelin classic Communication Breakdown. And DOA are playing next Friday night at the Rickshaw. I thought they played their last ever show last year, but I guess this one is. Anyway, it's awesome that they're playing again and still, and they're touring Australia very soon, I heard. So that's great news. Anyone listening in Australia, look up the website for Joe Keithley's record label, suddendeath.com, Sudden Death Records. I'm sure you'll find the tour dates there for Australia. And before that, I played you an old track, old track from the Young Canadians, Hawaii. I had to play that out of, I guess, I don't know, jealousy of a lot of people now. Well, some smart people with the resources are in Hawaii right now and not in Vancouver where it's cold and drizzly. That'd be a good thing to do. All the power to you if you're there in Hawaii right now. So that was a song called Hawaii from the Young Canadians. Okay, so we've got about 15 minutes left of the show. Let's play something from the Cowboy Junkies. They have a new record out. I'll play for you the first track from the new record right now. And then I'll see if I can find some music from some of the acts that are playing at tonight's fundraiser for the Discorder magazine here at CITR Radio. Here it is, great Canadian band, the Cowboy Junkies.
You, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
I, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
That you will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of your ability,
and will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike, that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
We've got our hearts made of paper. The winds of change are gonna take us up above the ashes and the dead.
That's what it's done.
that's not what your country can do. That's what it's done. That's what it's done. That's what it's done.
Come up to the dime store counter, sit down and eat.
Come up to the dime store counter, sit down and eat.
Merchant to the colleges, pick and see.
Not even offices.
If you want to put us in our place, slack like we're torn across our face. If you want to lock us out for head, gotta tie us to your cotton chin. And
this nation, for all its hopes and all its boasts, will not be fully free until all its citizens are free.
Midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9. and www.citr.ca.
Okay, welcome back. We've got about 7 minutes left of the show before African Rhythm starts. So that was Fred Eaglesmith, a very old-school Canadian singer-songwriter who's been on the road for a long time. I guess he's a little bit like Bob Dylan, like the never-ending tour. I think that's kind of what Fred Eaglesmith is about, real individualist. He does a lot of touring. And that's his latest record, Tambourine, with a song called Can't Dance. It's track number two. And before that was, I'm a little confused because I thought this was the Cowboy Junkies, but I think I just didn't have time. I just grabbed this from the shelf. I didn't have time to look into it too much, but it's called the Kennedy Suite. So I think the Cowboy Junkies are associated with this project. I do see them on the back. But the song that I played for you was actually performed by a group called The Screwed and Hawksley Workman. So this is, it's called The Kennedy Suite is the name of the project. And it looks like a concept album about the death of Robert Kennedy. Very well put together booklet. And there's a whole bunch of acts on the back, like Reed Jamison, Cowboy Junkies, The Good Family, The Sky Diggers, Sarah Harmer. So some kind of Canadian, interesting Canadian artistic musical program put together. So anyway, that's some information for you called the Kennedy Suite. So let's play for you now War Baby, local band. They're playing tonight at the fundraiser for Discorder Magazine at the Astoria. You got time to get down there tonight. Plenty of time, in fact. There's a few different bands playing. Hello Moon, War Baby, Cat Low, and Cult Babies, and possibly some more. War Baby, of course, won Shindig this year. So there you go. Extra special reason to get down and see what the fuss is all about. Here's a track called Headless Horseman by the band. Oh, I'm struggling to get that to work. Technical issue here. Bear with me. I'm going to try one other thing here. I'll be right back. Let's put a little station ID on for you, and I'll be right back.
This is Ben from Greymaker.
This is Sasha Bullock.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitter Weed Drawn.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Artie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Ozick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Fred Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Green Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Dillo from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from NFC.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood. Half of Mega Bear.
This is Jeron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, citr.ca. In UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
Dollars and cents, invisible hands upon the mound. Greatless foot, faceless eyes, armorous hound. What's the sound? Bigger on gas, something I found.
She's a goddamn
So here we are, the end of the show, and David Love Jones has entered the studio, so he'll be up with African Rhythms very soon. I'll leave you now with Neil Young, going right back to the On the Beach album with Revolution Blues. Of course, Neil Young is in revolution mode, touring across the prairies last week to raise awareness of the damaging environmental cost of the tar sands. So good on you, Neil, and here's Revolution Blues. Good night. This is Stranded. My name's Matt. You can catch us online at ozstrandedradio.com. Bye for now.
Studying abroad looks great on your resume and opens doors for exciting career paths. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 26th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 2 p.m. to listen to our guest seminar on how to access over $100 million worth of scholarships for your studies. Check the website on studyandgoabroad.com.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Vancouver is gearing up for the 27th annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash. Once again, the Birthday Bash will be held on Saturday, February 8th at the Grandview Legion Hall, 2205 Commercial Drive. Artists performing this year are Geronimo, Zuki Joseph, Macronix, Rasta Rubin, and the Selassie I Power Band, featuring Fred Locks Asher and other special guests. Ultra Flex Crew, Purple Soul Band, and MCs George Barrett and Louis Sutherland. Jamaican food and refreshments will be on sale. Advance tickets available at Zulu, High Life, and Rhythm and Spice.
The third annual Vancouver Indigenous Media Arts Festival takes over Coast Salish territory from November 6th to the 11th with 15 events at four venues. Festival features include three nights of screenings at SFU Woodward Cinema, a community gala opening that will transform the Vancouver Aboriginal Friendship Centre into a digital lightbox of interactive media and storytelling. From November 6th to the 11th, catch special guests, comedian Ryan McMahon, literary great Richard Van Camp, anti-tar sands campaigner Melina Labucon Massimo, filmmaker Loretta Todd, multidisciplinary artist Dana Claxton, musical artist Clee Benelli, Mob Bounce, Danny and Lizzie, plus many more. For more information and to buy tickets, visit www.vimath.com.